353 in the English. You went there 2 weeks, by the way. No. 2 weeks. How much you want to bet? 2 weeks. 2 weeks. No.
Week before I was.
No, you weren't.
Okay.
Inside it, okay. Now, Rebbe is saying now as follows. In the middle of the page, last time we were learning, Dr. Rebbe was explaining the concept of fasting at least 3 times the amount of fasts, because he said there's an argument if for every sin you need to fast the X amount of times, and one fasting is good for all the 10 types of sins. So he says you should fast 3 times properly, but you can push them off to the shorter days. You can make half days and so on. So he says, but what happens about the fasts which are beyond the 3 number? Let's say you did an aveda of he's giving the example of a mission of seed, which is 84. So he says 3 times 84 is 252. So he says you should try to fast 252. Okay, what do you do with the fasts? What happens if somebody sinned 10 times? So it's 7 times more than the 252. He says, to be afraid of the opinion of the stricter ones. To fast the fast shall kochet v'chet, based on the amount of times that the person sinned. The person should redeem all the extra days of fasting with tzedakah. This amount that we learned last week, every day. Meaning as follows. What happens, to make it simple, what happens if somebody did an aveda that demands 10 fasts? By the way, there's no sin with so little fasts. But let's say you did an aveda that needs 10 fasts. And you did the aveda 10 times. Okay? So you have to fast, according to one opinion, 10 fasts. According to another opinion, you have to fast 100 fasts. Because you did it 10 times. He said, what should you do? You should fast 3 times 10. Okay? Half days, full days, winter days, but you should try to fast 3 times 10. What do you do with the extra 70 days? So you should redeem with tzedakah. Okay? And he says, V'chein shtar kol tainius or any other fast, shatzarech lisanis al avedas, that the person has to fast for avedas, she'ein bohem misa, that there's no death, because Al Rebbe said this whole concept of fasting 3 times is only on sins that which is capital punishment, either in heaven or on earth. But how about all the other sins? Afilo abitul mitzvah sase derais, even if you just didn't do a positive mitzvah, biblical or drabone v'talmatera keneged kulam, kfi misper hamafurish betukunet tshuva mi'arizal, based on the amount of fast mentioned by the Arizal, hakel l'kashel, hakel all of them, Yifte b'tzedakah, should redeem with tzedakah. Ilei ma'atzil l'tzuri nafshi, is not able to fast as much. Meaning as follows. The Rebbe says, for the severe sins, you should fast 3 times. For any amount above that, or the sins that are not that severe, or even for positive mitzvahs that you didn't do. Now, we learned already in the past, or in the first page of the Igeres HaTshuva, doing, transgressing a negative commandment is worse than not doing a positive commandment. For instance, eating chazer is worse than just not putting on tefillin. Not putting on tefillin, you didn't do an act of sin. You just didn't do what you were supposed to do. But you didn't bring tumah on yourself because you didn't do anything active. If you eat chazer, you did an active act, so to speak, of eating chazer, so you brought impurity upon yourself. If you bring impurity upon yourself, so that has to be cleansed through tshuva, plus the additional concept of fasting. So he says, basically, a person has to give a lot of tzedakah to redeem all the fasts for all the sins that the person should do, that they did. And now the Alter Rebbe asks, Ve'av she'yala l'sach mesuyim, even though it's going to come out to be a lot of money, as we know. En lochesh mishum al yivaz ve'zyesi mi'chemish. The Alter Rebbe is alluding to a halacha. It says by tzedakah, you have to give 10%, but not more than 20%. Not more than a fifth. That's what the Gemara says. Al yivaz ve'zyesi mi'chemish. You shouldn't give more than a fifth. So the Alter Rebbe is basically asking on what he just said, if a person is going to end up giving tzedakah for all the fast days that he should be fasting, meaning every day of our life plus 10 lifetimes, so you're going to end up giving much more than a fifth, right? So the Alter Rebbe says, don't worry about it, because the concept of not giving more than a fifth doesn't apply here. Why? He says as follows, Dolei mikre bizbuz b'chahai gavna. This is not called spending, or so to speak, wasting, not wasting, but spending more than a fifth. Mi'acha sha'esa liftis nafshei mitainis yisugufim. Because this is redemption. V'le'gara merfus aguf. This is not any different than health or any other needs. Meaning as follows. The Alter Rebbe is explaining, in the other places in Tanya, the Alter Rebbe elaborates a little bit more on this, but the concept is very simple. When you're talking about the mitzvah of tzedakah as tzedakah, just the mitzvah of tzedakah, the Gemara says you shouldn't give more than 20%. Okay? If a person is ill and they need surgery, nobody's going to say, well, up to 20% of my money I'll spend on surgery. If it's more than that, I'll just die. As Alter Rebbe quotes in a different place, Kol asher la'ish yitin ba'ad nafshi, the pasuk says. Whatever you have, you're going to give to save your life. Right? So the Alter Rebbe explains it very simple. Just like for physical health, there's no concept of not spending more than 20%. When you talk about spiritual health, there is also no concept of spending more than 20%. If you're talking about tzedakah as a mitzvah of giving tzedakah, the Torah says, the Chacham say you shouldn't give more than 20%. But that's tzedakah as a mitzvah of tzedakah. When you talk about redeeming your soul, that whole concept doesn't matter. It doesn't apply. Because you're talking about saving your soul from fasting. Saving your soul to recreate a relationship with Hashem. So 20% doesn't exist.
These days also?
Yeah. Dr. Rebbe Taka says, two lines in the bottom, the fact that the amount of fasts, which is mentioned in from the Arizal, Robu b'me'ed me'ed is a tremendous amount of fasts. I mean, you're talking about, like we said, anger is 151 fasts. If you get angry 10 times, I mean, you're basically covered for a few years. Right?
But what if your
bank account cannot earn? One second. Nago achshav. Therefore, the custom is now, kol acharedim laharbis lidvar Hashem. People that are, so to speak, charedim, they're trembling to the word of Hashem. Laharbis me'ed me'ed b'tzedakah, to give a lot of tzedakah, which one of the schusim, by the way, which is brought down in Sfan, that our generation has over all previous generations, is that people give more tzedakah today than they ever did. Machmas chlishes adird, because of the weakness of the generation, they matzil to the nafshim kulai, they're not able to afflict themselves and suffer that much. Means as follows. In English, there's an expression, if you can't pay for it, you don't do it. Even though today, people live on credit. Credit cards, it's called. But, which is another illness by itself, by the way. But in a normal setting, if you can't pay for it, you don't buy it, right? That's the way it works. Credit cards are this illness that people think, I can't afford it, but I'm going to buy it anyway because I don't have to pay for it now. They don't realize what it means later. If you can't sin, I mean, if you can't pay for it, don't sin.
It's much easier to
do
with the credit card.
You have to know if the tzedakah institutions take them. Now, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, if somebody sinned, they got malchus, or the certain aveiros. It hurt. If you know by eating an ounce of chaza, you're going to have 39 lashes, You're not going to do it. Right? If somebody knew that by sinning, they have to bring a korban, which means they have to buy an animal, they have to schlep it to the Beis HaMikdash, they have to, you know, stick around for a while, it was a hassle. So in the olden times, people said, you know, it doesn't pay to sin. Because, look what happens from this, they have to buy a korban. People, obviously, there's no question the Eibishter doesn't want that, because all of us have to be fasting all our lives, so basically we should just empty out the bank account and make direct deposit to tzedakah and not live. That's obviously not what the Eibishter wants. But a person should realize that the mitzvah of tzedakah, as Daniel says, chatecha b'tzedakah perek, you have to redeem your sins with tzedakah, like he quoted before, that tzedakah is a very important thing, not only because of the mitzvah of giving tzedakah, because it's actually redemption of the soul. So, again, I'm not saying that a person should live a deprived life and eat hard bread with water, you know, buy bread a week old because it's cheaper, and drink water and give everything to tzedakah. We're not on that level. But sometimes a person should make a cheshbon to themselves, if they want to be honest with themselves, so to speak. Sometimes a person should really make a cheshbon to themselves. Do I need that luxury item if I really should be giving a little bit more tzedakah? Because, not because of the mitzvah tzedakah, because I need to give tzedakah. There's a famous story, I mentioned this in the classes in the past. There was once a wife that was giving too much tzedakah. Everybody came to her, she was giving him bread and food and money, everything. And her husband didn't like the idea, she was giving away so much tzedakah. So they decided they're going to go to the Rav, who happened to be her father. So they went, it wasn't so good. So they went to the Rav, and each one presented their case. So the Rav turned to his daughter and said, you know, your husband doesn't want you to give so much. You shouldn't be doing this, because according to halacha, a wife can't give a lot of tzedakah unless if the husband agrees to it. Now, one second. So the daughter said, I would like to plead my case. And she says, one of the obligations of the ksuba is that if a wife is sick, the husband has to heal her. That's one of the obligations a husband has to the wife. So she said to the Rav, but a poor man comes to my door and is hungry, I get sick. I physically get sick. And the only way I feel better, the cure is when I give him food. So it's his obligation that I should give tzedakah.
Tell him go to Azan Rav.
So he said she was right. Don't try that in halacha, because not every Rav would agree with her.
What if your husband's giving tzedakah? Doesn't it count on your behalf too? Even though he didn't call you to say, I'm giving now tzedakah?
It's a joint venture.
Oh.
It's a group, you know, it's two halves of one whole.
But if I was angry and he is giving tzedakah, it's for my anger easier? For my sins easier?
Well, when he finishes with his sins, then he can go for your sins.
Uh-huh.
It can go on account.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Because I have to give separately for my sins.
Yeah, but you have no idea whose money it is.
My money.
You can't give somebody else's money for tzedakah.
Yeah, but if
you know what I mean?
Working,
I can't donate money. Your money to tzedakah to fix my sins.
If I'm working, it's my money or the Jesus' money?
It's a shailin halacha whose money
it is.
I don't know. That's, they say there's no such thing. They say there's no such thing as a non-working mother.
You don't have money.
It depends.
Working hard.
Anyway, that's when we learn tzedakah, we'll get into those dinim. Now we're learning chassidus. Okay. So up to now, the Alter Rebbe explained the concept of tshuva, the concept of fasting. Fasting is not tshuva. Fasting is the gift to recreate the relationship with Hashem like it was before. Then he went into the whole elaboration about fasts and so on. And now in Dalit he says as follows. Ulam kolan now, everything he mentioned before was legmara kapara, to finalize the forgiveness, umida kanefesh l'Hashem, and the cleansing of the soul t'Hashem, acher tshuva, after tshuva. Like you said, everything of this fasting bit is post tshuva. First you have to do tshuva. Without tshuva, giving tzedakah is worthless. Because you can't send a gift to somebody without getting their forgiveness first. First you need to get forgiveness. Then you can send the gift. Like you quoted before from the Gemara, that after he forgave you, and after it, then you send the gift. But now the Alter Rebbe starts discussing, what is this concept of tshuva? What is tshuva? Up to now we discussed post-tshuva, he said. Now we have to understand, what is the concept of tshuva? He says, Amna mascholas mitzvah tshuva, the beginning of tshuva, the ikra, and the primary level of tshuva is lo shavad Hashem, to return to Hashem, be'emes u'belev shalom, truthfully and with a complete heart. So he says, ahechrech levayeh heitev, it's necessary to explain properly, barchoves abir, with a broad explanation, no, you don't have to, but it is strong, with a broad explanation, behegdem asher kosev b'zayir ha-kodesh, by first introducing what the Zayir explains, b'bili milas ha-tshuva al-derech ha-sod. The Zayir explains the concept of tshuva, not halacha. If you want halacha, the Rambam has a whole hilchos tshuva explaining the concept of tshuva according to halacha. In the Zayir, he explains the concept of tshuva according to Kabbalah, according to the secrets of Torah. And he says, what does the Zayir say? Tshuva is toshuv hei. The word tshuva, if you take off the last hey, is toshuv hey. Toshuv hey means returning the letter hey. That's what the word tshuva means. Tshuva does not mean repentance. The Hebrew word for repentance is charata. The concept of tshuva is returning. What are you returning? The letter hey. What does this mean? Hey tata, the lower level of Hashem's name, is tshuva tata, the lower level of tshuva. Hey ilah is tshuva ilah. Now, the Alter Rebbe is explaining that there's, in Hashem's name, there's two heys. There's yud kei and vav kei. There's two heys. The second hey is obviously the lower hey. The higher hey, the first hey is the higher hey. So tshuva tata means returning the lower hey to Hashem's name. And tshuva ilah, the higher level of tshuva, means returning the first hey to Hashem's name. Okay, but the concept of tshuva is not repentance. Repentance is charata. Tshuva means shuv, to return. What are you returning? The letter hey. But there's two heys, so there's a lower level of tshuva and there's a higher level of tshuva. So what does this mean? We have to understand, what this means. Also to understand what it says in Zayar, that tshuva doesn't help for a wasting seed. So the Alter Rebbe says, it's a wondrous thing. The Gemara says, nothing stands in the way of tshuva. Even Aveda Zara and Gilead Ayas, everything is covered by tshuva. So how can you explain, how can the Zayir say tshuva doesn't help for that sin? And he says, Uperish Bereshis Chachma. So the Reshis Chachma explains that the Kavan of the Zayir is, She Me'elis Tshuva Tata, that the lower level of tshuva doesn't help. What helps? Tshuva Ilah, the higher level of tshuva. But basically, when the Zayir says tshuva doesn't help, it doesn't mean tshuva doesn't help, because there isn't the thing tshuva doesn't help for. What it means is, the lower level of tshuva is not enough, you need the higher level of tshuva. So the Rebbe says, what does all this mean? What are we talking? Higher tshuva, lower tshuva, returning the hay, the lower hay, the higher hay, what does all this mean? Okay? So now the Alter Rebbe is going to divert a little bit, to ask a different question, and then the Alter Rebbe is going to explain the real concept of tshuva. So the Alter Rebbe says, in Elohovin Zayismat Mizayir, to understand this a little bit, what the concept of tshuva really is, so we first have to introduce Mashemavur Makasim Dividazal. What's explained in Chumash and in Chazal in Yinkara Samisa Bide Shemayim. There's certain punishments that Hashem kills you, meaning you die early. Kares and Misa Bide Shemayim. Sha'aver Aveda Shechayavim Allah Kares. If you did an Aveda of Kares, Hoyemes Mamish Kedem Chamishim Shani. You died before you were 50. Misa Bide Shemayim. Mes Mamish Kedem Shishim Shani. You died before you're 60. Here, the Alter Rebbe, even though another place says the opposite, it's because it's Ayim Bavlin Yushalmi, but the Alter Rebbe is saying is here, if you eat Chametz on Pesach, or you eat on Yom Kippur, the punishment is Kares, you died before you were 50.
Is this reduction in time for Beis Hamikdash?
Yeah. And Misa B'day, like he says, Hananya ben Ezer Anavi, there's sometimes that they hold back Nevuah, they say false Nevuah, the punishment is Misa B'day Shemayim, they would die by 60. And he says, Pa'amim, sometimes, Gam b'misa b'day shemayim nifroim la'alter, sometimes when Hashem kills you, you die right away, like the story of Aaron Einon, with Tamar in Torah. So the Alter Rebbe is saying a statement. Chazal say, Kares, you die before 50. That means if you eat Chametz on Pesach, you die before you're 50. So the Alter Rebbe asks, Hari nimtzu b'chol dirt, in every generation, we see kama v'kama chayove krisis umisis, people that ate chametz on Pesach, they didn't keep the laws of taras and mishpacha, all these things, v'erichu yemei moshneisim bani'imim, and they lived long, happy, sweet years. How could that be?
The age-old question.
The Alter Rebbe is asking it here.
Okay, wait. So
one second, let me explain the question. The question... You are brilliant. But I don't understand it yet, so I have to explain it to myself. The Alter Rebbe is asking, if Torah says, Kares, you die before you're 50, how is it possible that people live long? And the Alter Rebbe is not only saying people live long, because if they live long, maybe they're miserable, so it's not called life. The Alter Rebbe said they live bani'im and sweet. And maybe they did tshuva, but we know they didn't do tshuva because they keep eating at the age of 70. They're still eating chametz and Pesach. So obviously they didn't do tshuva. No, even b'mezid, whatever. So the Alter Rebbe asks, how is it possible that the Torah says you're going to die, and obviously the Torah is not wrong. How could it be? What did you want to ask?
What times of the Beis Hamikdash or not?
The
people would die by
50 or 60. In the time of the Beis Hamikdash, the Taka died before 50 or 60.
But it says Bechol Dor, so what is it?
After the Beis Hamikdash. You know how many generations are after the Beis Hamikdash?
Okay, so it's after Bechol Dor, after the Beis
Hamikdash. Right.
Okay.
During the time of the Beis Hamikdash, people Taka died before 50 or 60. Okay. And based on the Alter Rebbe's explanation in the whole next parak plus, next two parakim really, two and a half parakim, the Alter Rebbe is going to explain Taka in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, Taka did die. So the Alter Rebbe is... We're not going to sin. We're not going to eat Chametz and Pesach.
How is it possible if not sin? Or just human?
But if there's no Yetzirah and evil will be removed from the world, there's not going to be any sin.
Would you be back to being
dummies? Yeah. But it's going to, the whole world is going to understand godliness. The Alter Rebbe is asking two questions over here. What is this concept of tshuva? Basically, what is tshuva hei, tshuva tata, tshuva ilo, what does it mean? And secondly, the Alter Rebbe says to understand this, we have to understand how is it possible that people do aveish and live long? People that know. People that know. And they still know they're not allowed to do, and they're doing it anyway, and they live long. So the question is, how is it possible?